Yeah, yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. This is your boy, Fetty J. And, of course,
and your host,
the show can't
Milo
happen
Angelo.
Without... Yeah, yeah. Everybody give him a hand for me.
Pure awesomeness. Hey, Fetty.
How you doing on this blessed day? Put my church voice on. How you doing
on
this
doing
blessed
wonderful.
Day today?
On this blessed Tuesday, I am doing amazing, okay? To God be glory.
All right, all right.
I'm
going to talk
to my baby.
Storm.
You're so silly.
Oh, Lord.
That'd be a great evening. Yeah, Cindy, stop laughing at me. I'm already extra excited, and I know I'm going to be at a loss for words.
You know, I know it's like, you know, like, click, I'm going to hit unmute. You're like, oh, I wasn't ready, no.
No, I've been really trying to prep myself for today. Because all I came up with so far is different ways to decode my phone number to him. But trying to stay in a professional manner. I'm going to actually need to ask him interview questions.
You're going to have to ask for him to put his hands of protection over you. Say, Lord, Lord, help me, please.
Something.
Let me see if there's a review right there. 1 second. All right. I'm
A32.
Who we got?
I'm like,
wait,
what's up?
Hold on.
Don't do me.
We're sorry. Hey, Houston.
Hi.
I'm excited.
Watch your smile right off your face.
Dial it down.
Don't kill me. I did not want your man, boo-boo.
Lord,
I'm speaking
right into existence,
wipe off
girl.
Speaking
on
baby.
To existence.
Okay.
That's baby to be. Baby to be. That's him.
Oh, my Lord.
Betty, I just know he's going to play me. I just feel it coming. And I don't even know how to prepare
myself.
What? I mean, come on. What? Me? Poor innocent me. I'm just not going to do it. You know, I'm a cool, calm, and collected. You know how I do it.
Really?
Yeah.
You see how everybody's
now,
like, really? You talking about, oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, here's some interesting stuff here, man, as far as what's been going on the week, man. I got a question for y'all. I know y'all been seeing on Instagram like crazy. This Kermit the Frog stuff.
Man, that's yes.
They doing
it's getting
too
complete
much.
Overkill now.
It really is.
They going hard. He even got videos now, man.
And then they got T.I. with his response. Like, I mean, not necessarily T.I., but, you know, people put the comments on top of T.I.'s picture. Come on now, people. Really? Oh, wait, no. Have you guys seen the picture floating around with Blue Ivy and Drake?
Yes, that's hilarious.
Now, that's one of my views, baby.
Because Blue Ivy do look just like Drake as well.
Ah, it's so cool.
Everybody just keep coming for Blue Ivy. You know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, they just
came
on
a
poor child. Just made one.
Yeah,
let her live. Let the baby live.
Did y'all see, like, they had that comment with Kim Kardashian said that Northwest is prettier than Blue Ivy. I mean, I won't disagree, but I don't think she really said that out loud, you know, where other people could hear. She probably said it, but I don't think she said it, you know, out loud.
Yeah,
but I will say Northwest is a pretty little baby. She's adorable.
I mean, first off, let's look at what it is. First off, the fact of if you when you was your kid, you always going to say you got the best looking kid. That's what parents do.
No.
Because
some of these
parents, they can have a kid look like freaking Zabuma fool and still think they're the prettiest child.
Zabuma fool?
Look like Zabuma fool.
Yeah, move around.
I don't know
if
my
phone have time for that.
I got a beautiful camera. Hey,
a boomer.
They be like, my baby gonna be telling the girls. Okay. The fun killing and girls in the same sentence. It's fun how that's gonna work together.
So not cool. So not cool. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know exactly what we were talking about previously, it's because we have McKinley Freeman, star of Hit the Floor, VH1, joining us tonight on our show.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what all the thirst is about on my end.
Mm-hmm.
Not really sure.
Oh, man.
She's sitting on there singing like Suge.
Sister! It's a whole
like, I'm Suge Avery. She was over the corner singing like Suge Avery. Oh, no.
Don't do
but,
it.
No, I was going to put something on Instagram earlier, but I just said I'm going to be good and tell the spirit to keep me on point and not be mean. But it's like, this came in my head because, you know, y'all know how I be thinking out loud. And I say, like, some really messed up stuff. I'm going to think to myself, these people that's doing the Kermit the Frog thing, don't some of them look like Miss Piggy?
Oh.
I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm just saying, some of them look like Miss Piggy, and they keep doing these Kermit the Frog things. I think they're trying to tell us something, but they don't know they're telling us something.
That's
right.
Okay, yeah,
I've been thinking, this been kind of something to be in my head all day. It just, dude, I drew a cover of the frog, and because dude was talking about something he had nothing to do with it, and I can't Instagram though, I was there, so I'll draw a piece of paper, and I told him it's none of my business. Like, it's none of my business, man.
So that's what you do with your life?
Yeah, I was. That's what happens when you bored. So why this fool draw Miss Piggy and say, he's so stupid talking about everything. I'm Kermit. Everything about me is your business. I'm like, you know what? This is what we do because we can't use technology while we at work. I just thought about that. I was like, that's what people were doing before phones and all that stuff. It's crazy. Mm-mm-mm.
That's funny. So we're all going to do a longer show tonight as well. And we do still have a topic, even though we do have a guest on the show. Tonight's topic is, should you keep your relationship a secret from others? Which is kind of coincide with Derek's character at the beginning of the second season of Hit the Floor, how him and Asha had a secret relationship until last week's episode. So how do you feel about being a secret? Don't tell me right
secret
now.
Secret love.
Tell me later.
But, yeah, that's what we are.
Get your face
right.
I'm
just trying to stop
it. That plug was in my head. I've been waiting to get it out of my system. Yes.
You play too much.
Mm-mm. So, Reed, did you watch Hit the Floor yesterday?
Yes, I did. Mm-mm. You know what? It's good. It's really good. But this little red note thing, who the hell is that coming from? Why the hell is everybody getting it? Because the last person got a red note got killed.
Yeah. Well, no, she is the one who is giving everybody the red note saying no secrets. And I think from what I'm interpreting from the show, she's using it kind of as a threat to everyone because she wanted to go to the little cutting of the ribbon with the construction site, you know, to pretty much put Oscar on blast of all the stuff that was going on inside of the building. And she had dirt on everybody that she gave that little no more secret. So it was like, if you didn't come to back me up at the opening of the start of construction or whatever, then I'm going to tell that you did this or I'm going to tell that you did that.
Oh, so that's why
everybody
they pretty much all got rid of them once she died.
Exactly. But see, I don't, they haven't put it together that each one of them got a note.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's, like, trying to help her get rid of her because they don't want to be peace with being the last one on the scene before she got murdered. I'm sorry, but I think Oscar's son did it.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Because the way he did it,
because
he
keeps playing all the dirty work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's getting the dirty one out of everybody. Like,
and he wants his daddy to like him so bad he'll do anything for his attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did it, y'all. If I'm right, somebody owe me $4.
Damn, who you bet it? You know I love a bet. Come on now.
Now here's the industry that I'm throwing into that. When is this one of the moms? You know, because, you know, now you got Lynn Whitfield.
I'm going to tell y'all.
Yeah, if y'all don't know who, as far as Helena's mom on there, she's actually from the line between love and hate. I ain't going to lie. Yeah, some older women, they can do it, and that was one of them.
I just watched that the other day.
Yeah, go back and watch it. Like,
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, so but, they got some beautiful moms on this show. Y'all, because we talk about it all the time. We talk about the cast. They go really looking for the best people.
Yeah. But back to the show. Mm-mm-mm. These panties that Asha got, like, really, I would have gave them to the first man I seen. And please call his number. Girl,
she
said, get the one down that sidewalk, okay?
Girl,
okay,
she'd
be wanting to call
my
phone.
And then after you told me, you know I'm his girlfriend, oh, you're a disrespectful little bitch, ain't you? Okay.
But she done lost her whole entire mind. Michael with a K, you want to get fast? Michael with a K with a knife, yeah, in her back. Keep playing.
Okay. Right, but like the way he was telling us that all about his Monica's occasions, Ashes with A's and whatever. Anyway,
how could you say that?
It's
that
dog
on
Smile.
That smile just makes you weak.
The smile makes you weak?
Yes, I can see how people be dumb. Oh, Jesus.
Did you tell him about your life?
Oh, okay. Gosh, he was crazy. But no, he do have a nice body. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
And I like the casting choice they picked for his mom in the show, too. It's going to be Tashina Arnold. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Those y'all know who Tashina
Arnold is?
That's
going to be good.
Pam from Martin. So, yes. Some people who might not remember Martin. I don't know how you don't remember Martin. Everybody Hates Chris. So, yeah, that's going to be hot. They really
she's
getting all
be doing
the heavy
what?
Hitters.
She's his mom.
She's
on from. Show.
She's gonna be the mom
well,
for. She's Derek no, Roman's mom.
Oh yeah,
cause she's your mama-in-law.
Oh, I love her. I always loved it, Pam.
Yeah, me too. I've been wanting to pass the thing to this day, goddamn.
I always loved her, especially after she chewed French Montana out. That was fun.
Oh, I missed it.
It was all over Instagram. Girl, where is your antenna?
Because I don't be on it like that.
You're going to have to get better, okay? Thank you. Anywho.
Oop. Damn.
This
is red.
Okay. Y'all, when I ask
and
people what they feel about this topic, y'all better call in and give me your opinion on this topic. Otherwise, I'm going to be really upset. We're about to go ahead and go into a little brief music break. I don't know what we're playing, but dance anyway.
All right, man. We're going to go. Track we're going to play today. First track is by my girl, Red Shades. And, shoot, man, go to the Rolodex. Since we talk about secret lovers, we're going to go with this track there or something. And we'll be back right here on Glitz and Glamour.
To the end, and I love you like a brother, plus you're my best friend. Something needs to get off my chest, but it's so deep that word can't express. It's killing me, I think about it every day, but when I try to do it, can't find the words to say.
There's something I want to tell.
debating if I really wanna do it. Don't want things to change, can't deny I'm going through it. Maybe I don't have no feelings, maybe I was just tweaking. Explain why I get a funny feeling when you're speaking. Some things are better left unsaid. Should I act on my thoughts going on in my head? I don't know, I'ma leave it alone. It wouldn't hurt to have someone to call my own.
It's difficult not to be apprehensive when you can't predict the result of your decision. That could alter a situation significant. Well, that's exactly what this is. Yeah, I got a crush and you giving me a rush, making me blush, got the nerve geeked up. Not a word I use often because this is the only time it's ever occurred. Something I wanna inform you of. You have surpassed all and not just some of girls that approached but felt so epic. Try to up the game but they just couldn't step it. And what I felt for you I just can't neglect it. But for some reason it's hard to express it. You enter my heart, the words won't exit. I wish I wasn't so hesitant.
If I had known you were feeling the same way I felt, it would be less pain. Now since we know that everything is mutual, we can be regular and not feel unusual. Talk trash, do things that we usually do. Reminds me of how we played back in middle school. Now we're older and things are much deeper. I'm thinking to myself, yo, this dude is a keeper. On it or give it a chance to waiting on you. I already got my answer, not that hard, but I don't want to force you. Don't have to do it if you don't really want to. Don't work out, we can still be cordial. Always acknowledge you and never ignore you. That's just the worst cause I'm optimistic. This here's love, don't tell me that it isn't.
Disagree with that, it's truly no use cause it's obviously opposite of the truth. And you ain't got a word about forcing me cause you captured my heart. I already surrendered my best, so relinquish my chambers to any and all attention that you make up. Should've had this talk, I went and got a shape up. But that's the simple issue you do when you're in love. So sincere, if you just unclear, I ain't scared to spend my life finding out with you. And as happy as you make me, I'll make you. Yeah, can you do me the honor of becoming the one I introduced to my mama? And when you speak of me, won't pause like commas. Someone you're eternally fond of.
your love, and like I said, you did. Then why we over here talking about kids? Why you got a toothbrush where I live? Why am I the one chilling with your friends? You just gotta see it, baby. Ain't no ifs, or buts, or maybes. What I feel for you is crazy. I'll wait, she don't praise me. She don't love you like I love you. Don't love you like
All right, everyone, welcome back. Welcome back to Glitz and Glamour with your boy, Teddy J, and your girl, Mata Angela. And plus, we got a very special guest in the building, too. Well, welcome to the show. For the very first time, he's known as Derek Romer on VH1's Hit the Floor. He's also a college graduate who also is making a lot of moves. He's a poet, a singer. What does this man not do? Welcome to the show, my boy, McKinley Freeman, to the building. What's up, bro? What's up? What's up?
What's going on, man? What's going on? I appreciate you having me. This is your work.
Yes, man. We got, you know, I'm just one of the lucky people who get to work here with all these beautiful women on the show. Angela, we got Desi in the building, and we also got my girl, Houston Riri, in the building, too.
I'll tell everybody I said what's up.
Oh, we hear you. What's up? Hello.
Oh, there you go. Okay, here we go. Let's make it happen.
Wait, time out. Like, really? I don't know why I thought he would sound different. Like, I don't watch this man every Tuesday, but okay. I mean, every Monday, every Tuesday. No. My bad. I don't know why I thought he would sound different.
What am I supposed to sound like? Fill me in.
I don't know, but I just really felt like he was going to sound different. My bad.
It's all right.
My apologies.
It's all right.
She was like, oh, please don't let him sound like he sound on the show. I'm going to melt.
That's funny. That was what she was saying on low key.
That's what she was saying.
Nah, y'all been tuning in for the show, though?
Every week.
Nah, I love it. Yo, it's going to get it keeps building every week, I'm telling you. It's what James LaRosa and the writers and the producers and, of course, my castmates, I think we definitely put our heads down the last few months. We really, what I believe, put together a season that I think is, a step up from what we did last year, which was pretty cool. So hopefully, as the story continues to unfold, people continue to tune in, and it's just gonna keep getting better. So I'm really excited about it.
Y'all keep getting all these heavy hitters on the show, man. I'm just blown away by that alone.
We got Tashina Arnold coming on next week to play my mom. So that's a whole other thing that's getting ready to roll out. But Linwood was on yesterday, and we've been fortunate to have some really great people come on board, and of course we got Kimberly Elise and Dean Kane and the rest of everybody else. So it's a really cool group, man. I think the really positive thing about the whole thing is that everybody's so encouraging, I think from the top down, it's almost like, going to summer camp for 5.5 months and you're just, kind of in your own world and everybody's on the same team and we're all working together, and it's definitely been a great experience. What's that?
Well, I'm going to let Miss Angela start off because I know she got...
Yeah,
she's excited over there.
I thought her line was on mute or something. I couldn't hear it, so let's go, Miss Angela. What are we talking about?
No, you don't want to talk to me first.
Wait, I'm sorry, y'all. This show is about to be extremely funny because Angela is over there. She's about to jump up and down. That's probably why her phone is on mute.
That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. McKinley Freeman, meet Angela.
Yeah.
She loves you.
Well, Angela, I appreciate the love. What's going on with you?
Can you tell me you love me like you had told Asha that night in the car?
you mean you want me to drive that car over there or us reenact the whole scene, or you want me to just say it on the phone?
What? Let me give you my address. No. For now.
That's
for
funny.
Now.
That's funny.
I would take it over the phone for now.
That's funny. Oh
my
Angela.
Gosh.
What's that?
I'm going to be crying tears because she is hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Go ahead, Angela.
I'm waiting on my scene. Am I not ready?
All right, Miss Angela.
Oh,
I love
Lord.
You. Are we good, Miss Angela? I love you. Next question.
Oh, I love you.
He's going to hold on to this for the rest of the year. Oh, my God.
I'm going to throw one at you, man, because when I read this, I was blown away by it, man. And I always tell people this all the time, like some of the people that's really, really successful in the industry are people who are educated to some degree. And one of the things I was blown away by, when I talked to your PR person, they were like, I know some people are blown away by, of course, what you've already done as far as in acting, but as far as you graduating from University of Illinois, and also originally from Chicago, too, on top of that, and you have a master's degree, let me go ahead and put that out there. You know, how important is that as far as going into this industry, you know, being well-rounded before you come into it and really make some moves?
Man, you know what, I think for me, first of all, you know, the whole education thing is everybody takes different paths. So there's not one thing that works for somebody that automatically is going to work for somebody else, because we're all so infinitely different. But for me, you know, education for me was important because it was a way for me. It was my way out. I mean, I would play basketball, realized quickly that, you know, I wasn't going to be drafted in the top 5 million. So I figured I better do something else. So I took my bachelor's degree and worked for a year in Chicago, and then I went back and got my MBA in marketing and management information systems. And then, you know, before I even got to the last semester of my school year, I already had a job. So for me, before, what I realized is I think sometimes in life we pay so much attention to what's right around us, not realizing that, you know, if we look at ourselves as characters in story, the scenery may change, but we as characters, by and large, stay the same. And I think what I did was took a step back and realized that I wasn't so much about, you know, trying to, I don't know, for me it was just about building transferable skills. So whether it be in the finance department or marketing or computers or acting, is developing, or whatever the case may be, is developing a set of skills and more importantly, a mindset to go with those skills that would enable me to be successful in whatever I choose to do. So for me, it wasn't so much about, you know, acting for me was something that kind of came out of nowhere. I had no aspirations to do it, but what I did realize is that I whatever I chose to do, I wanted to be passionate about, and I followed that and lived with the ups and downs of some of it. So. But the NBA, man, like, yo, I went back 2 years full-time, and that, like, man, that was, like, the most intense 2 years of school I've ever had in my entire life. But I'm grateful for it, and for that, you know, it's allowed me to, you know, fuel my creative mind both on the business side and on the artist side. And, you know, hopefully the two marry together at some point and you know, we keep moving, so.
So.
Man, y'all gonna have to stop me from talking, because I get on the phone and start running my mouth. Y'all gonna have to, like, tell me to stop talking.
Oh, no, I'm taking notes. I'm over here taking notes.
I know, right?
So I'm listening.
So with you being intelligent and playing basketball in college, was the college life, you know, with the girls, is it any comparison to your role as Derek?
You know, there were parts in undergrad that was kind of like, man, I can't believe this stuff's happening. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's definitely something to be said for being a Division I college athlete. But you know, the flip side is that, you know, that you're a student athlete. I mean, when you're in season, I mean, there's so many responsibilities being an athlete part that, you know, I wasn't back there taking, you know, phys ed classes and stuff like that. I was taking 300 level finances and insurance classes and derivatives and all this other stuff. So it wasn't like I had time to be out here wasting a bunch of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, I think in any occupation, there's an opportunity to be distracted, and there's also an opportunity to focus and potentially achieve something that other people maybe haven't been able to. It's so weird. Like I was thinking today, when somebody tells me, at one point, when somebody tells anyone that something is impossible, I look at that as an opportunity to show somebody a miracle, because at the end of the day, it's only impossible because nobody else has tried to do it with as much passion and focus. So I believe anything is possible. So let somebody tell you something's impossible. That's an opportunity for you to, show them a miracle. And I believe that because, I just don't believe in, and I don't, to me, I don't believe in no. I just believe in yes delayed. So, you got to be positive. Like I read this quote that said, if there are two potential outcomes available, why focus on the negative? And you can apply that to any area of your life, whether it be relationships or, the faith that you have to be, get a big radio deal or, win a Pulitzer or whatever the case may be. It's the same mindset. So I kind of hold on to that because, at the end of the day, peace of mind is a commodity that you can't put a price tag on. And if you can find that, at the peaks and in the valleys, then you've already won. The rest is just details. And I'm telling you, y'all got to stop me from talking. I'm going to be on the front line of my mouth. I'm telling you.
Angela don't mind.
Angela
doesn't mind at all.
That's why I'm so grounded. I think I'm succeeding more myself because of my peace of mind is at a whole nother level. And it's like no one can stop me because I'm running that LeBron James focus mindset. So
I don't know if that's the best example now, man. They got swept by the Spurs, man. They look LeBron did his thing, though.
But see, this is what happened. They ran out of my doll, so he wasn't able to, make it happen.
Okay.
And he didn't have Derrick Rowland on his team.
That's why he didn't win,
because he didn't have Derrick Rowland on that.
That's what it was, man. I ran into one time. I ran to Mark Cuban at 7-Eleven, the Mavericks coach, and I told him I play for nachos and free parking, and he just laughed. It's gonna be the NBA is always exciting, man. We're in this time right now where you're just kind of waiting for football to start. But yeah, what else is going on with y'all though?
Oh, I've been stalking your Instagram page.
What is going on though?
She's probably looking at all your pictures right now.
I'm not looking at them right now. I've seen them all already. You hate
her? Oh, damn.
Oh,
okay.
No, but in real life, on Tuesdays, he does his nice little poetry stuff, and then in the morning, he gives you that little smile. Nothing but the devil.
Lord have mercy.
Y'all got to follow him on Instagram.
I do. Instagram
is fine. No, you don't. Don't follow him. He don't need no followers.
I'm a little follower.
Okay.
That's it. Just me.
Angela, you can have him. I won't be like Monica with a K, okay?
Monica with a K.
Look at you throwing out lines from the show. That's funny.
or the silent H, okay?
Yeah. I think I just wanted to throw this back and thinking about college, I think, I think it's important that people don't spend so much time worrying about grades that they don't get in education. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense? Like, I feel like in college people are so concerned. I mean, of course you want to study and get your GPA, but you got to live, yo. You know what I mean? You got four years. You're searching, you're trying to figure out what your major is and your focus and these kinds of things. But that some of the greatest lessons you'll learn are outside of the classroom. Like, some of the stuff I learned in undergrad I probably will never remember. But it's the lessons that I learned. Like, you understand what I mean? Like, it's the lessons that I learned, like, between classes or between semesters or, like, trying to figure things out or the struggle. You know what I mean? Like, you get real resourceful when you're in college. Like, everything has the opportunity to come home with you as it relates to utensils and napkins and snacks. You know what I mean? Like, we used to be at fast food spots and didn't have no napkins at the crib, like, all the napkins.
And
like,
take them.
Man, take the napkins, take the ketchup.
They had these things during finals where, like, we didn't stay in the dorm. We had, like, our own little spot off campus. And, like, during finals and stuff, the dorms used to have dorm snacks. So, like, we used to go in there and, like, just, man, stock up the crib, like, snacks and everything. But anyway, like, I guess my thing is, just getting the most out of college. I remember, I think my PR said that was a question that you guys might ask. I think you know, man, there's no rules to this. You know what I mean? Like, if there were rules to this, you know, Mark Zuckerberg wouldn't have founded Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's mm-hmm. path is so different, and I think you have to be you have to be secure enough and at the same time crazy enough to try to do things differently. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But you got to have the mindset where it's like, you know, you can't be afraid to fail. You got to be afraid of not trying. Because if you don't try, you've already lost. But if you fail, try and you fail, you've at least owned your part of the process. And I think that's what, to me, what life is all about. Like, I'll try anything as it relates to the hustle. I mean, because you just never know.
You can't reinvent the wheel, but you can spin the wheel a little bit different than others. So I'm feeling you. I'm on the same page.
Yeah, you know, it's the idea that, like, you know, our goal in life shouldn't be to build a better mousetrap. And I use that as an example because the mousetrap is the mousetrap. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? It's not about being the best version of something else. It's about being the original you, you know what I mean? I heard a preacher say one time, you were born an original, don't die a copy. You know what I mean? It's true.
So since you have all these quotes, I'm loving all this and taking it all in. But I want to know, what is your favorite poem that's in your book of poems? Like, what would be your most famous one?
What's my favorite poem about what now?
In your book of poems, the volume of poems that you released?
Oh, you know what? I don't necessarily know if I have a favorite poem. I will say that the second volume, which I'm going to release at some point, I don't know. It's already done. I'm just trying to figure out if I'm going to give it away for free or if I'm going to sell it for 99 cents, which is almost like free. But there's a poem in there. I don't know which one's my favorite, but the hardest one to write was somebody, you know, the whole process was I asked people for a word and they tweeted me back words and I had a list of them and my name was one of the words. And like, that was probably the one that took me the longest to write because I'm like, man, I don't know. It's one thing to look yourself in the mirror and have that conversation. It's another thing to do that and write it down on paper so everybody else can see it. So, you know, and even then, it wasn't about me standing in my own way. It was about me being very honest about what in my mind, the process that I went through to figure out what the hell I want to do and who I am, you know. Mm-hmm. But I would probably say that's the one that makes me the most nervous and probably is the most the one I'm most interested to see how people respond to. So.
We have two things to say. First thing is, I want to make sure we all get a copy, you know, of the second book. And my second thing is, if Angela would have known, you shut out that tweet for the words to do your first volume, I guarantee you she would have sent her name.
Yeah.
She would have sent her name.
Yeah, you know, it's always fun. Like, I literally was on the stair machine, I don't know, about an hour ago, just kind of working out before this, and I got bored, and I did it. I asked somebody to tweet me a word, and I'll write something, and somebody tweeted me face, so I wrote something while I was on the stair machine, and I posted it on Instagram. But it's the kind of thing for me where it's like, you know, to me it's fun, and more importantly, it's about, you know, having a dialogue with folks that are interested in what you're doing, and to me it's about having that dialogue about, you know, stuff that are really, things that are really important. It's funny because when I first started the process, like, I thought it was just been a cool, like, social experiment, you know, my business mind thing, like, oh, yeah, you know. But then, like, some of the words that I got were a little bit deeper than just, like, they were, like, pain and hurt and resilience and, you know what I mean, like, words that, like, mm-hmm. like, opened the door to, like, deeper issues or problems or perspectives that people might be struggling with. So my mindset was, like, yo, if I go through this process and it helps one person, then doing all this is worth it. And just to keep it 100, like, the night I did it and I talked all this stuff about, you know, a community and all these other things, like, I turned all my lights off and I looked at this post on Instagram and this girl was like, you know, can you write a poem as if your fiance just died, because mine died 4 months ago and I'm here alone, I got my two kids and sometimes it's hard, I don't know what I'm going to do. And, like, in that moment, I read that, my lights were off, it was me and my phone, and it was an opportunity for me to just be like, man, turn the phone off and go to sleep and pretend I didn't see it. But the point was that I did see it, and I couldn't be a hypocrite. So I turned my lights back on, I looked at her Instagram page and for like maybe a minute or two, and then I wrote a poem from her perspective about someone I've never even met before. You know, the next day she was very appreciative. She was like, you know, that was, you know, anyway, the point is that, like, we have the power to, as people, and not just McKinley Freeman or Rob Riley or Logan Browning or Taylor Page or Holly Bear, like, we as everybody has the ability to affect change in the world around us. We just have to accept responsibility for that. So I think, you know, for me, it's the revelation that, you know, the words and the things that you say are important, first to you and perhaps to those around you. So I told you guys when I got on here, you're going to have to monitor my minutes. Like, I'm going to need a ping when you need this stuff.
We're going to ask you your insight about our topic for the week, because every week here on the show, we always have a featured topic. This week's topic is, and it actually goes hand-in-hand with something that's going on in the show, is should you keep your relationship a secret from others?
I don't know. I don't think if you're with somebody and you love them, I don't think it's necessary to keep secrets. I think at the end of the day, I'm also a firm believer that what's not other than anybody else's business is nobody else's business. And, you know, when people are ready to talk about their relationships, they'll talk about them. But if they don't, then that's cool too. But more importantly, I think really what the question is a deeper thing. Do you have a reason to keep that person secret? Because, mm-hmm. you know, if it's the kind of thing where you don't want people to know about that person because of X, Y, Z, whether it be you hollering at somebody else or you're insecure or whatever the case may be, that's a personal issue that as individuals you have to deal with that. You know what I mean? You have to address that, because at the end of the day, that has more potential to damage the relationship than somebody knowing about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. Very true.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, you know, it just depends. Like, shoot, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's the secret, you know. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I know. I shouldn't even come off to come on quick trying to hide, keep building the rep.
Right?
Are you okay?
I don't know what. You really care and love about somebody, it shouldn't be a secret. Like, that should be something that you are proud to show and let the world know about. Like, it shouldn't be hidden unless you're hiding something.
Yeah, but you also have to.
Celebrities do that all the time too. They always go, well, you know, when you see them on the show and you're talking to them on an interview, they're like, oh, so who are you dating right now? Well, you know, and they kind of go around this merry-go-round, not giving the answer. So that's like another case of the question too.
I think the thing is, go ahead.
I think that it should be not necessarily a secret of who you're dating, but a secret about what's going on in your relationship. Like, if someone says, okay, well, you know, if we ask you, who are you dating, and it's a celebrity, you feel like, okay, well, I'll say who it is, but we leave it at that. We don't ask any other questions, you know, we're not following you with cameras. Like, that's a whole different thing there to be in someone's relationship. Mm-hmm. But to just say who it is, it should be okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, and I'll say that, like, you know, when you're asked these questions, whether it be on radio or in print or on camera, like these questions, the answers are permanent, right? So if you're in a situation where you're just getting to know someone and you don't know if this is a long-term thing or not, then you might not be in a position, if you're uncertain, you're not really in a position to say yes or no. You know what I mean? So there's a million shades of gray in that area. You know what I mean? But I think most importantly is, like, if the person you're with knows that you're with them and they're with you, the rest of it's just details. Because then if you guys are secure in your relationship and the other and somebody expresses a concern about other people not knowing, then you address that as a team, you know what I mean? But why a person keeps a relationship secret is just as important as if they should keep a relationship secret. I think it might be more important. Because if you're hiding somebody, then that's one thing. But if there's a reason for it, then maybe that's another. But and if you're ashamed of the person, why are you even with them? You know what I mean? Like, what's the point?
I know, they're Frankenstein's monster.
I really hope my friend who's listening heard that. I ain't gonna say nobody's name.
What?
I'm gonna say.
Oh, Lord.
No, I'm not type of material. Not me. It's not
one
me,
one
guys.
One of the last things I want to ask you, man, before you go out, what can we expect, man, for the rest of this season? Because, you know, it's already been, But we got deaths going on, people going to jail. We don't know if they're involved with what's going on, whatnot. No, what can we expect to go on the rest of the season?
Man, I can tell you this, that after episode 5, comes episode 6 and the episode 7 and then episode 8 all the way up to 12. So that's about all I can tell you, man. I can't give you. I'll just say that. He ain't like that answer. I think I'll just say that, you know, it's just the beginning. I mean, we're not even halfway through the season, and I think that as the story continues to unfold, there's going to be – if I could sit here for an hour and answer all your questions, all that we'd do is open the door to have 5 more questions per question that you ask. So I think it's really exciting, man. We're really getting to a place where I think the audience is really dialed in and really kind of asking a lot of the right questions. And I think as the show unfolds, they're going to get answers and there'll just be more questions. But I think, you know, it's definitely, it gets sexier, it gets more scandalous, there's more drama. And I think people are going to like it.
Okay. You can't complain with that at all. Well, man, let everybody know how they can follow you, man, or what they call here in the show, stalk you.
Yeah, they can stalk you like Angela.
That's funny. Angela ain't saying nothing.
You say stalk because stalkers, instead of just following you, they follow you, they support you, they making sure that if you got something going on, they going to be the first person in line to support it.
I love and appreciate that, man. I think Hit the Floor fans are some of the most devoted, passionate fans on the planet, and I'm very grateful for that. I'm at McKinley Freeman, McKinleyFreeman on both Instagram and Twitter. So super simple.
Yeah, and I'm underscore sincerely Angela. If you just happen to want to follow me back, I would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, did you follow us back? Because we've been adding you and all this promotion.
You know what? Like I haven't even. Why are you sighing like that though?
Angela, get your life.
I haven't like the feed of mine. It transfers over pretty quickly, so I haven't seen anything. So if I missed it, I apologize.
It's okay. Well, just go follow us. Like she said, she's Sincere Angela, and I'm Houston underscore Riri
underscore.
With an I, not an E.
Underscore.
Sincerely.
Yeah, Houston
Angela.
Underscore.
Don't forget the underscore.
Oh, my bad.
All right. Well, I appreciate the love, y'all, and keep watching. And if y'all want me to come back on later on in the season, just holler at my PR and we'll work it out.
Sure.
Well,
we'll
man,
personal
I
want to
thank
contact
y'all,
info.
Anderson Group, man. Appreciate them for bringing you onto the show, and definitely a good look, man. Look forward to watching you do some more stuff. I'm excited about to see Arnold, man.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Right.
Bye. All right, wait. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one.
You too. You
too.
I see
later.
You.
Later.
Y'all shout. I can't thank you.
Girl, y'all, I really was
good.
Girl, you play too
much. After I love you, I was pretty much done, y'all. That's all I needed, okay? I am saving this. Interview is going down in the archives.
You don't even want to talk to her, huh? You want to go to bed.
Yes, okay? I'm done. I'm ready to sleep.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But, no, in real life, and I probably sound so basic right now, but when he was like, I love you, I really feel like Asha. In the scene, and that was just it, okay? I got this warm, fuzzy feeling all over me like I had drunk a fuzzy navel or something.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Oh, Desi is trying to call in.
And I've been open to this woman line been open the whole interview, and she ain't say nothing.
Oh, man, that's why you said
maybe
Desi.
She
I was
didn't,
like,
maybe
oh,
she didn't know it was open, but I opened it, so I don't know what was going on.
Oh, man.
And I think I see fats in here now, too.
Y'all, I need a good diet.
Is that you, Fat?
Yeah, that's me, man. Angela, how are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm
oh,
pretty much awesome.
Right,
nothing is going to bring me down, brother.
Angela, seems like you need to go shower or something, huh?
Right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Angela need to go change underwear or something.
Angela needs to go take a cold shower and go lay down and go to bed.
Angela's been a chat warrior the whole time. She's all in my Facebook chat.
Yeah. Gotta give Angela her props. You know what she is.
Lord have mercy.
Can't be mad at that.
Y'all,
okay.
He's trying to play me and call me thirsty. I'm not thirsty. I'm dehydrated.
Do I need the screenshot?
I'm just kidding. Don't be ugly.
That's so unnecessary. You know the show is podcasted, so people can go back and listen, and they can see. for the moment he came in, and it was confirmation. He was on the line, and then when he said, I love you, she lost it. She was like,
that was it, y'all. I had nothing else.
That was it for her. She was like, checking out of
it's
Earth.
Okay.
Yeah, me too, man. I
feel pretty accomplished with my life right now. I don't know about any of you guys, but.
I love people who got something to say and enlightening. It makes for a not so boring interview.
It really does. We're not talking about you. Sorry.
I thought that was a general statement. My bad.
No, you saw
how he came for LeBron, right? I like that. See, now yeah, I got to put back if he came for LeBron. I got to put back if he came for LeBron. So, yeah, that was hilarious, man. Let everybody know who's out there listening. If you missed any parts of the interview, you can listen back. Man, just go back. It's on the Grits and Grimmer fan page. Go to Facebook.com and search Grits and Grimmer. It's spelled exactly the way you find it in the dictionary. When you go there, you can actually, there's a little player, man, with today's show. Hit play. Bam, it'll allow you to listen as much as you want.
I had a real question.
If you listen to the beginning part of the interview, he told me that he loved me.
Whoa.
Can I? What I say, can I tell me nothing? What?
Whoa.
My mom could be like, I don't love you. I'm going to be like, that's fine. McKinley Freeman loved me, boo-boo. I don't need your love anymore. But anyway. Oh, wow. Okay.
She going to wake up in the morning. Like this all over the place. Oh, I ain't never seen Angela working this hard on Instagram and Facebook. You gonna be like, hey,
you
she was working hard today, y'all. Yeah, y'all, we got. She gonna have a sale. She gonna give away the whole store for free tomorrow out of nowhere because she's so excited. I'm giving everything
just
away
kidding.
For free today, y'all.
Just kidding. Claude the Karma does not have a sale. Okay. No, actually, Closet Karma does have a few items on sale, and we're going to pick until the 29th, okay, just in case y'all didn't know about that. Closet Karma with the sign and H .com, KLOSETKHARMA.
Can I ask
anyway,
a question?
Go ahead.
Was today's topic real, or was it just a disguise for Angela to wet herself?
Do not play me. Today's topic was real, okay?
I had a real question for y'all, but y'all keep talking about some other stuff.
Okay, what's the real question? Let's go.
Can I hit a topic again real quick?
How you going to have a question if you ain't got no topic?
I just need to know that my question is on point.
Sadie, can you give him a topic, please?
Yes, today's featured topic of the week is, should you keep your relationship a secret from others?
Okay. I didn't really have an answer for that, but I wanted to pose another question. Since social media and social networks have been around, it's like been like, I don't know what you call it, but it seems as if you don't post your mate in pictures on Instagram or as your display pic on Facebook or something like that, it's perceived as hiding them. How do y'all feel about that? Is that like a must?
I don't think that's perceived as hiding them. I think that's more so of just, I consider that more so keeping people out your business because the social network can get pretty ugly just depending on
how much y'all open your relationship up to the public. Like, I'm kind of a private person. I might post a picture of somebody I'm involved with, but how some people wake up and they every move, they share an ice cream cone, a margarita, a slushy, a hot dog, a noodle. I can't.
No, come on now. It's funny. Y'all sitting here doing all these Kermit the Frog posts, but y'all letting everybody in the business don't need to be let in. Like, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my point. Because you do have people that do that. Like, I don't understand a person who's, like, eating food, but they're posting a picture of their food. Like, I don't get it. Like, are you eating?
Some people
or are you
that post food that don't even look good. Sit down.
Oh, it don't look good, and it's on a paper plate. Why are you posting Shell Velveeta? Why?
Hey, now, wait a minute. I did have a paper plate, but it looks on point because it's all about
it all
the presentation.
The it's Shell macaroni.
Maybe go look what I had on mine that one day. I'm going to go see. Now you got me checking. I don't think I had. Did I have macaroni on there? I think y'all kind of low-key covered for me. I'm going to find out.
What's the better macaroni than shell macaroni?
On the edges.
Exactly.
Velveeta is the best macaroni.
So, Angela, what happens if your dude was like, true, like, oh, no, I want to keep that private?
I'll post your picture. I don't care. I'll post it. Like, I really don't care. I don't have a problem, but I'm not going to go all that extra. Like, how some people declare they love for their show, like the person that they went on social networks. I haven't reached that stage in my life where I'm able to just pour out my feelings on a social network, how I feel about somebody. I'm not even able to do that to a person to their face. So, you know, hey. But I see it all the time. I think it's really cute and emotional, but I can't do it. Hello?
When you post things on Facebook.
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Finally. Oh, my God.
I had you open the whole time.
You had her on mute the whole time.
No, I had her on mute the whole time because it had a red mic next to it. So I know. Trust me. I know how to run a switchboard. But, yes, I had you on red the whole time.
That is not cool. Like, for real, I'm so frustrated right now. Like, that was so,
I had you unmuted. What are you talking about?
But I'm not talking about you. It's just like this. It's cool, though. What's up, everybody?
Hola, mommy.
Hello, Desi.
Hey, Desi Poo.
Yes, mommy. That's crazy. It's cool.
Desi, don't say
what we're talking about.
Okay. And just in case you missed it, McKinley Freeman said he loved me. Okay.
Girl.
Not really sure about anything else.
Oh, then. Really?
Just kidding. He is. You know what, Desi? You would have had a great conversation with him. He is very intelligent and moving. That's so you. Me, I probably would have just looked at him. Yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted to hear him breathe. That was my main goal for the night, just to hear him breathe and tell me he loved me like he told Asha that night. Those were my two goals, in which I accomplished both. So. I'm feeling very good about my life. About all that. Y'all laughing, but I'm so serious right now.
We know it.
I told Steady this like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Lord. But no, you know, as far as with the topic too, like it's like on my Facebook, like when you go there, it doesn't show my relationship status at all. It doesn't.
You have a relationship?
I mean, whether I'm single or not, it's invisible.
But you know what? On Facebook, it'll say, like, relationship status, and then it'll say ask. Like, you can literally ask somebody what their relationship status is. How nosy is that?
And I'm supposed to do that to somebody today. Because her page said divorce, and I could have sworn she was married last year.
People can ask me, and I'll tell them the truth. My thing is this. It's a lot of people that get so hung into that, and especially I love the people who get in and out of relationship every week, and their relationship status on Facebook change. I think that,
they shouldn't
even
change that shit. That's the case.
Don't don't put it out there.
If you change your relationship that much and you just want people to know when you're in a relationship, just keep it that you're in a relationship even if you're not. Because, I mean, come on now.
You should stay in a year-long relationship with different people.
Okay.
They have problems. They're afraid to be alone. You got to love yourself first.
Yeah.
Must be better. Hey, this is completely random, but don't you hate when people say, like, they just come at you all different and wrong and say, you finished avoiding me? How was I avoiding you? You know, like, what did I do to avoid you? Like,
yeah.
No, I'm not ignoring
I know
you,
your phone
not
calls.
Avoiding you. That's two different things. Anywho.
Well.
Nigga, I don't know you.
Yeah, ignoring you isn't avoiding you. Now, if I see you and run the other way,
that's
I'm avoiding your ass.
Okay?
But if I'm looking at you calling me or you in my face talking to me and I'm not saying anything, I'm just ignoring you. I'm not avoiding you because I'm sitting in your face. So, okay, yeah, that's about right.
Now, I know the topic this week was mainly about love relationships, but as far as about business relationships, Sometimes, in some business relationships, you keep secret until the right time. Like, for instance,
yeah.
if I'm in the works of working with somebody, yeah, it's like, yeah, you want to go to the top of the mountain and go, I'm working with blah, blah, blah. But you can't come out and say it, you know, as far as you don't want to come out and say it until it's the right time because you don't want to put your foot in your mouth and whatnot. So sometimes you got to wait. And sometimes some things have to be secret because sometimes things have to be put out there at the right time. And some people, just because they think because you're talking to them, dating and being in a relationship are two different things. And just because I'm dating does not mean to make a big general announcement, hey, I'm going out on a date with blah, blah, blah. Like, you ain't earned that title yet. You got to earn a title for me to do that.
Oh, they got to earn a title with you, huh? So you fancy.
You got to earn the title, be getting out of the tags. Oh, had such a great night with blah, 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 at blah, blah, blah. No, the tumor's going on.
People that post everything they do, they never had shit in their life. How many celebrities you know post their diamond earrings or their red bottoms or they Louis Vuitton purse? Celebrities don't do that shit. People got money don't do that shit. That just be them broke people that finally get something, they got to post every goddamn thing they get.
I got the new Jays. If you post new Jays one more dang time.
Well, they got the new Jays. Live with their mama. Got the new Jays. Don't have a car.
Stop it. The red bottom holes with the most uncomfortable leg positions because they trying to make sure you see that the bottom is red.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no red bottom. Okay?
This bugs me. People who always post their pictures of their money.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I mean, if I didn't have a checking
account,
like, I
could take
money.
Are you that insecure of yourself that you're not used to getting money, that you got to post a picture all the time of your money? That doesn't impress me. Like, come on, man.
I feel the same way about the food. You're not going to get a wife any faster or a husband.
Your husband.
Are you not eating on a regular? Like, what? Why is this?
And if you do post a picture of you cooking, can you actually be cooking?
If you
show in the front, man, they just be having a pan up there talking about they cook, they going hard in the kitchen.
No steam.
Ain't no water boiling. Ain't the knob ain't even on. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, Jesus. That was hilarious. Yeah, I like how
I saw that one girl was talking about, yeah, I'm in here whipping up stuff for my man. And she didn't even, the oven was off, the knobs on the oven, everything was off. I'm looking at this picture, like, she just trying it so hard for attention. Bless her little heart.
No, another thing. These people taking all these pictures, these selfies, these bathroom pictures with mattresses that sit on the floor. It is so cheap to buy some damn rails and a footboard and a headboard. People that don't got sheets on their goddamn bed and their kids asleep on the bed. It's your whole goddamn life. People that don't have dressers, they just got some goddamn baskets. Get your whole damn life. I need you to put some furniture in your damn house while you got on every fucking pair of Jordans, while you ride a BMW, but your house looking like shit. Make your home comfortable first. I'm just saying, because I'm tired of seeing pictures of these dirty ass houses.
I thought about this in my stand-up routine. I was talking about selfie etiquette. Like, you need to, sometimes you need to know when not to take a selfie. Like, I need people to know bathroom. If you're going to take a selfie in the bathroom, know what and what not to do. Make sure the mirror ain't dirty. Make sure the scenery behind you ain't dirty. And make sure you ain't no picture by the toilet.
Make sure your countertop
ain't
dirty.
And if you do that picture by the toilet, don't be having no goddamn turd in the toilet. We do not want to see that. Check your shower curtains. Make sure they on point. Make sure you got your dirty panties off the ground. Make sure you ain't got, you know, your tampons everywhere. All that.
Okay.
We do not want pictures, stuffy pictures. I go all day on a bathroom alone. Check the scenery around you before you hit click. Just look.
Now, this is completely off topic, but I just seen that Solange got engaged to this man with a big old head.
Oh, and then they were seeing the Mason.
You can ever repeat
girl,
that
she
again.
Gonna
I gotta,
you,
I gotta
you
hear that.
Chill.
I had to hear that marinated in my head one more time. I gotta hear it.
His name is Alan Ferguson. His head is dumb big. Shit.
Sorry, he got big old head. He got a big old head name, Alan Ferguson. He didn't feel like he got a big, like his head would be big.
That,
got a big ass name.
Out.
That's man. That's. But in the words of Cover Fraud, ain't none of my business, man.
Oh shit, that was funny. Anywho, what y'all was talking about?
Oh my god, y'all stupid, man. Oh god. All right, now I'm gonna go over to a quick song. Oh lord, I'm crying over here. I'm going to go to a quick song break, and then we'll be back. So everybody, breathe, breathe out. All right, we'll be back. Right here on Glitz and Glamour, we'll go to our good friend and another track after that.
Folks. But this right here for the city, man. Hey, look, nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Every rapper talking about moving bricks, then we find out they wasn't moving shit. A couple years back I was in school and shit, I wasn't rapping. I was real, real good at mathematics. Now they tell me I'm fly like Aladdin, I'm flattered. Got passion, a lot of niggas lack that. Rep for the city, a fat pack. Big Mo, big talk, tell them back. A lot of niggas talk trash, never had fat. Trying to run a game like a halfback. Make a million stacks and you can have it back. Still looking forward to the platinum plaque. But shit, but now the city's in a backpack. Look, mom told me keep my bros close to me, but keep the enemies closer. I'm ahead of these niggas, I'm coasting. When you ballin', it feel like you boasting. See, the number one rule to the game, show no whole emotion. Show no whole devotion. Man, the rhymes like coca, they potent. I feel like the dope man. See, I'm cold with this flowing. Need a verse, nigga, hit me, I'm open. I'm bold and don't play with these niggas, I'm coaching. With the pen and the pad, I'm a poet. Yo, chick, she come over like 4 in the morning. Nigga, you know what we doing at 4 in the morning. She come to the pad and it's over. And you know it, and you know it. Shit, I'm playing good either way, though I feel like the man. Probably still beat like I'm playing with the band. Every record label wanna chant with the man. Tell Def Jam I'ma need grams in advance. Root for me like a fan in the stands. Pull up in the bins and then we go for the win. It's more to the man than a pen and a pad. I got mans in a pinch and we do it for them. So what you gonna try to say next? I ain't Houston.
Cause I don't talk about drugs in my music. Cause I don't talk about slaves in my music. Cause I'm trying to be frank with the users. Chill in the paint, hit a bad chick out the bank. No bull, I feel like I'm losing. Shit, I just wanted to prove I can do it. Let's get back to the movement, cruising. Y'all know me, still the same OG. But I've been low key, hated on by most of these white rappers. Can't do it like me on beats. I'm better than your ex man, I'm on beats. I'm better than the next man, she on D. Feel like I'm next man, I'm on deck man. I'ma hit it out.
Now there's no more lies.
Oh yeah. McKinley told me to dedicate that song to Angela.
Don't talk about me.
She wants you more to be my girl.
Oh, yeah, I'm so jealous.
Oh, man, yes. Y'all know I keep them going. Pump one, two, punch.
Oh, Lord.
So, Angela is also changing this inbox, y'all. I dare not repeat. I dare not repeat something. Send this with a sentence. Inbox.
No,
oh, my
don't
God.
Don't listen to that. Don't
believe
that.
I'm just not going to do it. All right, now, I don't know if we all, now, as far as going more on that, on the question, I didn't address the love part, man, as far as I'll keep being a secret. Nah, man, but, like, if you're a celebrity, I can understand, like, was it you, Houston, that said it? You were talking about how, you know, it's not necessarily as a celebrity, you keep who you dating a secret, you more so keeping on what you do a secret.
Was that you who said that? Like your personal relationship, like your business, like keeping that, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, keep, like, because there's something, like, I feel like this, and this even goes, like, with like, family, you know, when, like, a lot of people don't realize where they hurt themselves, they go on Facebook and they go put all these things, because you know how they say speak something to existence? Y'all sit there and go bashing everybody and your family and whatnot. And, you know, and all that does is give all these people some room to come manipulate that and bring more negative energy towards you because they see a hole in how to piss you off or whatnot. The reason why our family dynamic is so strong with me is because, hey, you know, we could go through something and then, bam, gonna be back on the high horse and ready to go again. Because at the end of the day, when you got that unconditional love, it's not gonna matter. And for me, I don't like going on Facebook and going, oh man, oh my family, man, we going to something right now, man. Because y'all, all you doing is you starting trouble. And you give, like you said, you putting out negative energy. And I think McKinley said, I don't think he was talking about relationship, he was talking about a period about taking negatives, eliminating negatives or positives. And if you keep giving all this power to all this negative stuff, then you're going to continue to create that kind of world around you all the time. Like, I might rant about something, like jokingly, on Facebook about, man, why people being thoughts on Facebook, something like that, but being negative and always, like, saying haters this and haters that, I don't have time for that because all that's doing is you cultivating negative energy. They don't need to get a free promotion.
I agree. You're really right about that.
I agree.
You go out every night and you got kids? I just still don't get that. I'm sorry, that's completely outside of it. Anyway.
No, I mean, that's crazy. That's a headache. Some of you people, man, y'all got to stop being real. As far as it being a secret, it's not necessarily being, it's not even more so a question of just for others, too. Are you being weird about how you telling them within a relationship, like, you know, are y'all in a relationship or not? You keep telling her, yeah, we together, but are y'all together? Because, you know, a lot of people say they are, but it's not even necessarily to keep the secret from others. They keep it from each other. They haven't defined what they are. And like, we don't define ourselves or whatever. We don't have a title. That's whatever, you know, that's the excuse to not come out and display it. I say that you want to be committed. That's all you got to do. Just be real and say you're not ready to be committed. Don't do all this, well, I don't want to put no title on it. Like, get the heck out of here. It's either you are or you're not.
Can I ask another question?
Yes, you may.
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is, I guess, along the topic, and it's also along the topic of think like a man as well, but I've been in a situation where I was with a woman who wanted me to love her the way she wanted to be loved. You know, like say she felt like if I posted her picture on Facebook, that showed I loved her versus what I deemed as me showing I love a person. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like I need to express that to women because I don't know if that's all women, but women, I feel like women over men want to go above and beyond. They want to scream into the world. They want to do all these things. And I feel like you just really need to know what a man does when he cares for a woman. There's a lot of things that, like, I feel like if you meet my mother, I kind of got feelings for you. I just don't take everybody, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. And I don't know if that's all women, but some that I've met, they require these extreme things, I feel like, as a man, are extreme. But there are some things that I feel like maybe I'm just being some kind of way. I'm being inside myself, and maybe I need to grow a little. But there are some things that I'm just me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a dude, I'm just me, and this is how I love.
I had a friend like that. He, one of the things that's, like, shaking, I mean, his relationship right now is his girlfriend actually, she got mad at him because he said she don't feel appreciated because he don't post about her every day about, man, my woman's just so great, this, that, and the other. You know, just saying stuff like that all the time. I feel like, you know, where is this limit that you have to do that every day? Why do you have to do it on Facebook? Like, I mean, seriously, like, what were people before social media, man? Like, y'all got to come on, be real. Like, not every day we got to, that there has to be a personal post about, oh, man, my girl, man, or my dude is just always there. Oh, I love you, boo. Like, you ain't got to put a post every day. That's like overkill to me.
Yeah.
I feel like when they do that, I feel like you're talking about secrets. I feel like you are hiding something. I feel like you're trying to overcompensate for you not doing something right when you got to feel like you have to do that every day.
And one more thing before the girls answer. Like, as a dude, and this is most dudes that I know, most dudes, when they love a woman, they take care of a woman. If they live together, he pay the bills. He makes sure she's good, whether it's her car taken care of or she eating right and all these other things. That's most dudes. Most dudes take care of a woman to show they love them. All this other social network stuff, that's not most dudes. Like, I don't get why women don't realize that.
I actually do realize that because a man will always take care of what he loves, whether it's a person or an object.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's just what happens. And a lot of women don't actually realize that that's how it goes. Like, if he's not willing to take care of you, and it's not like he's tricking on you, there's two completely different things. But if he's not even interested in you being suitable for life, then he probably doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I do know that. that's what a man will do.
If he loves you now, he'd be like, okay, babe, you know what? I'm going to go back to school. I ain't going to work. And he'd be like, no. You got a problem. Scratch your head. Think about it.
Scratch your head. Think about it.
That was funny.
I don't know. I think my thing is, like, I don't have a problem with the guy not showing his affection to the world on social media. Like, you know, you don't have to do that every day. Not every day. But every now and then, I kind of want you to put something. Regardless on if you show me every day in person or in some type of way. Like, it's okay to make me a Women's First Wednesday or just, like, just a shout-out, you know what I'm saying? Because for me, it's just me. I know all women are the same, but I kind of want you to do that. I need that kind of attention, too. Not every day, though, and, like, all the time. No, maybe, like, once in a while, every blue moon. Because it's like it's a good thing, though, especially when you're in a relationship and you know, like, God put it together. Like, why wouldn't you want to share that, though? You don't have to put your business out there, but I just feel like it's okay. I just really want to, like, give my girl a shout-out. Like, you don't even have to tag my name in it. You don't have to do all the pictures and, like, all the crops and, like, the film and all that, how they have, like, the little video. Like, you don't have to do all of that. But just, like, show that other side of appreciation. But not every day. Don't get it twisted, fellas. Like, you don't have to do it every day, but just, like, every now and then. And then don't let it just be Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas, birthday, anniversary. Just, like, you know. Those moments really should supposed to be, like, in person. And that's between you and I, not for social media on our anniversary day and all of that. So,
yeah.
But I do agree with you guys, though. I do.
I just think,
like you said, don't make it a surprise to do something, like, be original. Don't be so, I hate corny.
Yeah,
copy and paste. Like, make it original.
Right, because I think one time, and I've done this before, just vice versa, because if the women want the fellas to do it, the women have to do it, too. So what I did was I got on Twitter, and I was, like, acting like another female. Like, I put myself out of self. I don't know if y'all understand that, but I took me out of me and was pretending to be someone else. And it was cute. It was different. It was unexpected and very spontaneous to where it caught him off guard. And he was like, wait a minute. Who is this? Like, wait a minute. Like, what? It was like, I don't know. It was, like, really cute, though. I don't know. Just like, yeah, you got to be original. Don't do the same thing like everybody else. Like, stand out and, like, really show that person, like, you know, you do appreciate them, but not every day, though. I want to put emphasis on that, not every day. That's ridiculous.
The thing I don't understand is, it's like, I can see if you and your dude are just in the house looking at each other versus on Facebook saying, man, this is my girl. But if y'all go out, like, in public, y'all go to nice restaurants, y'all go to theme parks, basketball games, y'all are out and about, the same places where you would catch Beyonce and Jay-Z and just know that this is what's up. Or every holiday, you either at your people's house or at her people's house, or if she's not with you, your family asks about her and, you know, stuff like that. Like, it's not just, for me, it's not just a situation where I'm just looking at you in the house and nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows you're my girl. Like, I feel like I'd rather take you to a fancy restaurant than post a picture on Facebook. And my whole thing is I'm just not against posting a picture or whatever, but don't expect it and don't get on me when I don't. Don't make it seem like, don't care. When you're not posting this, you don't care. Like, you can't tell me how much I care based on a picture on Facebook. Like, you just can't do that. As a man and as a woman, knowing her man, you're not supposed to do that.
Because these dudes be posting pictures, they chase all the time, and they still thotting around.
That's true. Yep. That is true.
That is very true. People don't care about no picture, girl. They still don't try to take your man.
The same ones here in like and comment, the same ones trying to find out how to the next picture.
They have a happy face on there. The happy face means something else. They ain't happy for you, goddamn. She laughing at you.
I was going to go past where I was going next.
What? I don't know. I had this girlfriend one time.
Yeah, that's what happened the last time. But no, what I wanted to say was, like on the show like before. Like it was kind of interesting when I was looking at the show, like first season, to see like exactly what it was, because I told Angela, I was like, I don't even know like what the show is. Like, so I looked at it, and it was kind of interesting because it was a secret between Derek Roman and her. I think it was because of like the situation that they was in, like they would get in trouble or like it would be like kind of like, I don't know, for them. And really for her, because he's more like, okay, like he's just going along with it. But reality, I don't know, I don't think he wants that, but I think he just, you know, putting up with it because that's how she feels in, you know, the situation. But reality, like if you're ever in a situation where you work with someone and you like them,
yep,
and y'all exchange numbers, like how would that work? Especially in a corporate office, like how would that, how would it work? Can it work? I'm not keeping our relationship a secret, but is it kind of business? You know what I'm saying? Like he was like that on the game too, with Rick Fox and what was her name, Tasha Mack. It was like she didn't want nobody to know. Like I don't want nobody to know. Like you can't like go park your car over here and I'll park my car. Like I don't think it's like necessarily their relationship is a secret, but I just think the situation just for it's a secret just for work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I see what you're saying, Jersey.
The situation is different, though.
Well, yeah, the situations are different.
Think about the Tasha Mack situation where she was like the woman in the situation with all the men, and she didn't want to seem like a hoe. And on the show, Hit the Floor, it was more so you couldn't associate with this certain person, you know what I'm saying? Or it seemed a certain way, and when it hit the fan, you were like, okay, we have to make it look like we're together now because we wasn't supposed to do that. So it wasn't a situation where we couldn't be together. It was just that it was forbidden. And if we just came out and said this is what it looked a whole lot better than somebody just holding around in both situations.
Yeah, somebody first at my job. You know, I ain't gonna lie. I actually dated someone from my job, but nobody. It's a hand full of people that know, and that wasn't even a relationship. It was like kind of leading somewhere towards that. But no, I mean, I didn't really make it a big broadcast because it's like it's your place of work, so it's harder because you got to try to be able to know how to cut it on and off. And if y'all not together no more or whatever, you don't want that to have to be a big topic of discussion while you're at work. So that's one of those things where I understand where some of you might be secretive because it depends on the realm. Like, for instance, there's probably a photographer and model right now that's like they actually feel each other, and it's not about, hey, I'm trying to get at you because I'm trying to advance. They might actually like each other's company and like each other, but they don't want to make it they don't want the world know because they don't want people to look at them like, well, oh, you just trying to use them so you can get some things. Nah, not everybody that's in the industry talking to each other is trying to do that. Some people, they know how to separate both and how to separate business and relationship in the different realms. They know how to do that. And you can't put that label on everybody.
That's true. Because now... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Who was talking?
Go ahead, Fats. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Just thinking about it just now with both situations that Desi described, I feel like in both situations, if it's a fling, you don't want nobody to know about it. But if y'all are together, it seems more acceptable in both cases. Like, if this is my girl, cool. I'll tell everybody. It doesn't matter. But if this is a fling and we don't know what's going on, honestly, then let's just keep it to ourselves until we figure it out.
It is so true because that kind of put me in the mind of Boomerang, how Robin and Eddie Murphy, like that was just a fling for her. But for him, it was like sort of the opposite because he really liked her and he really wanted to be with her. But that kind of reminded me of that. But, and it's like weird because for some reason the two situations that I spoke on, which was the two different shows, why is it that the men just follow, okay, if she wanted to be like this, okay, then that's just what it, I'm going to go along with it. Like how Rick Fox was telling her, like, I'm going on with, like, what you want. Like, this is what you want. He didn't have a problem with, like, letting everybody know because there was a relationship with him. Don't you think it's weird? Because the woman always say, oh, no, we got to, like, do it like this so the men just follow. Like, why they don't have a say? And, like, nah, I ain't going to do that. Like, why keep it a secret? I understand, like, McKinney and, like, his situation, that character, I understand that. But I just think it's, like, weird.
And
like, why keep it a secret?
Protector. In most cases, the dude has to be the protector in any situation. Whether it's you not telling your family, it's you not telling the people you work with. Like, it's not common in society for the dude to really have feelings like that. People associate dudes with not having feelings at all, when most dudes do, but at the same time when dealing with a woman, you have to protect her. Because most times dudes don't feel nothing about that, or they don't feel nothing, like, seriously. So if you want to do this, then cool, I'm with you. But if a dude, when a dude has an opinion, it's going to be a whole different story.
Right.
But in those cases, those dudes was, I don't know about hit the floor, but I know on the game, Rick Fox was really into that chick, so he was down for anything, honestly.
Right. That's true.
Same thing with Eddie Murphy. That bitch was strong. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was. That was crazy. Mm.
Y'all need to add a movie review to y'all, a segment in the show or something like that.
I know, right? Especially with this week's topic, because I got, like, a lot of movies, like, going in my head, like, right now.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the movie without the movie. Where everybody went.
Hello?